SBS हिंदी।
Today we're going to introduce you to Prakash Belavadi, who's a well-known film actor, director, and he's also co-founder of the School for Cinema and Dramatic Arts. And Prakash Belavadi is here for a theatrical in which he's starring, and it's called Counting and Cracking. So let's crack it. Prakash, welcome to Sydney.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
We've heard some fascinating reports about this play called Counting and Cracking. The title in itself sounds very interesting. Can you tell us more about it?
It comes from a line in the play, but I don't want to reveal what it signifies.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it actually is a reckoning with the idea of the people's will. And you know, the question about the people's will is, you know, how it operates, you know, through what agency it operates. You know, the play is, it is about the Sri Lankan situation, you know, about ethnic, about a conflict that happened there, the tragedy that that Sri Lanka went through. But it is also true about politics anywhere else in the world. It's about how you divide people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the idea of majority is anywhere.
Sure. I was about to ask you that considering it's the scenario of Sri Lanka, do other audiences also relate to it? But you just answered that by saying it could be the political scenario anywhere in the world.
Well, you know, the thing is, when people are in distress, they need to blame somebody for it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a democracy, one of the greatest dangers will be that you can blame a section of the people. You know, you identify a community and look to pin the blame on them, you know. So you can do it on, you know, you can do it on immigrants, or you can do it by people of a certain color or people of a certain religion. You can find a community to pin the blame on, and so those are the dangers of, you know, majoritarian politics.
Sure.
Identity politics.
It's about passing the buck to somebody else instead of taking responsibility for what's happening in a democracy, I guess.
Yeah, it's about actually winning, by any means. Actually, it's worse than not taking responsibility. What I mean is, I'll give you an example. When you know you're not sure you're going to win, and what you do is you begin to take on adopt the agenda of the rival party.
Okay.
So the agenda is actually set by, you know, somebody who is not even serious, maybe, or somebody who is dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's a very dangerous game to play.
Sure. So the theatrical, from what I understand, does have political overtones, but it must have other aspects that will engage the wider audience too?
See, I think it's a unique play in the sense that, you know, what it looks to explore, it seems like, is a human story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in a single family, you know, through many generations.
Sure.
And what it does is it uses a family as a microcosm to actually investigate the macrocosm. You can be from any country of any kind of political or religious persuasion, but when you see it, it is so readily identifiable. See, I'm an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just see this play out as in real time for me in India at the moment.
At the very moment, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm. What you said rings very true of the election results that we are seeing in 5 states of India very currently. So
yeah.
It's supposed to be a very large production. So how many actors are there, and are all the actors enacting various roles themselves?
Yeah, I mean, there are over 18 or 20 actors in body, but the thing is, you know, we all play various characters, so it's a very populated play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what were the challenges that you all had to face?
See, one is actually to actually get the truth of such a story, you know, because it is like an epic play, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
It's not a drama that just plays out, you know, with one conflict that needs to be resolved. Everybody is conflicted, and it's conflict in many with many dimensions, you know, to it. So the great challenge is to get the truth of this, you know, in some way. Only then it can be universal, you know, otherwise it'll just be one particular story.
So it really encompasses humanity and the issues that humanity faces, though taken in the microcosm of one particular country, but it really reflects the macrocosm, I guess.
And absolutely. I think I just want to add to that. I'm saying, you know, democracy eventually is an instrument to deliver the values that a civilized society wants or seeks. Its democracy itself will not deliver the values, you know.
And what do you think are the highlights? Of course, we've spoken about the play and what one can expect from it. What are some of the highlights, like the stage design or the costumes or the acting? What do you think?
See, I think we have, we don't have a full sense of what the lighting and the music and all are going to be. I think it's still early days for that. But we have a very clear idea of what the stage design is. And I think that is a real, I mean, that's an extraordinary idea for a play like this, you know.
Sure.
That must do many time spaces, you know, across across generations.
Okay,
you know? You know, it's not just, it's in Australia, it begins in Australia and it moves, you know, a bit back and forth. So I think to be able to get an, like what Peter Brooks would say, empty space that can be animated at will as different time spaces, I think the stage design is unique. And I think what the director, you know, is doing with it is I think, for me, really thrilling. See, I want to tell you a personal thing on this, okay?
Sure.
Like, I've been quite a busy actor in the last couple of years, and this is the season for films in India. And I have given up 3 web series and a dozen film to come and be in this play. I would say this is the most significant work I've done in a long time, you know.
Finally, tell me, what is your role, may I ask? I know you're starring in it, you're the star, but what character?
Well, I'm hardly the star. I mean, there are half a dozen really, you know, key characters, I would say. And even some of the small characters actually just like resonate for a very long time. It's that kind of play. But my character is that of a Sri Lankan political figure, a mathematician, who makes his way up from a village, you know, from an agricultural family, to, you know, to the heights of a political career, you know, gets into the cabinet, but eventually gets conflicted with the way democracy begins to work, with the way identity politics takes over. So that's the role I play.
Sure. And we wish you all the very best for the play.
Thank you so much.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.